Shechach Klai Parazayim Mishnah Hey Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, Ma'isa Be'echa Shazara Es Karmo B'Shvi'ah. With the story that somebody planted other types of produce in his vineyard during the year of Shvi'ah. Now during the year of Shvi'ah, you're not allowed to work on your land. And all the produce that grows on your land during Shvi'ah is hefker. Anybody can come in and take the produce. U'bama'isa Ubnei Rabbi Akiva V'ama Ein Ata Makadi Sover Shein Yishalom. This ma'isa came to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva ruled that his karen would not become usher even though he planted other types of produce in his karen, because the karen is not considered his on Shvi'ah, it's hefker. Anybody can take it, and you cannot cause something that is not yours to become usher. So even though you planted other types of produce, it would not be usher as klai but karen since it's not yours. Just like we had in the previous mission, Rabbi Akiva said that if you overhang your vines over your friend's grain, your friend's grain would not become usher, since you cannot usher your friend's grain. And we spoke out that this is learned down from the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Lo tizra es karmach klein." You can only cause your own karem to become usher by planting other types of produce in your karem. But you can't cause your friend's karem to become usher as klein the karem. And so too, you can't cause your friend's grain to become usher if you overhang your vines over your friend's grain. So too in this case, that the karem on Shvi'ah is not considered yours. When you plant other types of produce in the karem on Shvi'ah, you cannot offer the karem, since it does not belong to you during the years of Shvi'ah. It is considered hefker. Son of Klein Parazayim, Mishnah of Bava, Ha'ana Shazar Efekar, Yotze Milafar, Kaitra Afilu B'mot, a thief who stole your vineyard. And while he had your vineyard in his possession, he planted other produce in the vineyard, which is Klein the karem. And he subsequently got the vineyard back from the anas, and the other produce was growing in your karem. You're allowed to harvest the other produce so that it won't be klein b'karem, even on cholamai. And even though normally you're not allowed to do malacha on your field, in cholamai, with the exception of a davar ave, something that causes you a loss. And in this case, it will not cause you a loss, according to Rabbi Akiva, that we had in the previous mission that Rabbi Akiva holds. Somebody cannot answer a vineyard which is not his. So this anas who planted other produce in your vineyard not cause your vineyard to become usher. Even so, the Chacham allowed you to harvest it on Cholamayit because of Maris Ayin, because people will think you planted Klein B'Karim in your field, so the Chacham allowed you to harvest it even though it's not a Dabar of it. An alternative shot is that even though the Anas is the one that planted it there, but if after you get it back, the vines grow more than 1/200th of its total growth, it would become usher, even according to Rabbi Akiva. And even though you weren't the one that planted it there, since after you got it back, you let it grow more than 1/200th of its total growth, it's the same as if you planted it, as if you have Klein B'Karim in your field. Even if you didn't plant it yourself, you're mechui to do something about getting rid of the Klein B'Karim, and if you don't do something about it, and it grows more than 1/200th, it would become usher. So in that case, it would be a Dabar Ha'aved in this case, and that's why you're allowed to harvest it on Cholamayit if you want to make sure to harvest it before it grows with the 1/200th of its growth, and it becomes usher as client to care. At Kama who knows saying Lapalim. Atchlitz. Now if you want to hire workers to harvest in a chalamud and you can't find workers for the regular price, the workers want more money than what you would usually give workers to harvest your field. How much did you overpay the workers in order to make sure that it's harvested a chalamud and it's not client but carrot? You should pay a third more than the regular price. Up to a third more you should be willing to give the pollen to harvest your field so it won't be client but carrot. Yes, or Mikam? But if the pollen are demanding more than a third more than what they usually receive to harvest your field, you're not mechuyev to overpay that much to hire the workers to harvest it on Cholamayit. Instead, you can harvest it yourself after Moed. You can wait until after the mowing. And even if it grows more than 1/200th of its growth, by the time you get around to harvesting it after mowing, it would not be usher. And since the Chachamim are not mechayev you to overpay for the workers, so you're not at fault, and karem b'klayim only becomes usher if you're at fault, that you had a chance to harvest it and you didn't, in such a case it would become usher. But if you had no chance to harvest it, as in this case, it's considered that if you had no chance to harvest it, since the Chachamim are not mechayev you to overpay that much for pollen, so it would not become usher if you take care of it as soon as possible after the moed. At what point would the carrot be considered as belonging to the anas? As he said that if the anas is seed, plant other types of produce in the vineyard would not become usur, since the carrot does not belong to the anas. But if the anas has it for a very long time, and then he plants other types of produce in the vineyard, it would be considered his, and the carrot would be usur since the anas had it for such a long time. And the Mishnah asks, how long would the anas have to have the carom in his possession so that it's considered his, and if he plants other types of produce in the vineyard, it would become usur? And the Mishnah answers, Mishiyashkia. As the carom starts being called by the name of the anas, the people stop calling the carom as belonging to the original owner, and now they start calling the carom as belonging to the anas that has had it for such a long time that people no longer say that this carom belongs to the original owner, and now they're saying that it belongs to the anas. In such a case, it's had it for such a long time that it's considered his, and if he plants other types of produce in the carom, it would become usur.